Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-1 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Johnson pinch runs for Manny Minoso. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Johnson now playing left field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Phillips reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground that hits Phillips. Phillips is out and Perry is safe at first. There goes Phillips trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Romano moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Keogh scores. Phillips moves to third. Romano moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Peters now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lawler. Phillips scores. Romano moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. One out. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Francona reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Held reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Gary Peters. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Hicks moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken McBride now pitching. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan pinch runs for Bob Hale. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Perry moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with McBride covering, for the out. Morgan scores. Perry moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Morgan now playing third base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 3 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.